This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Mary Dixon.
The Emanuel administration is giving notice to U.S. Steel. It's suing over violations of the Federal Clean Water Act. The U.S. Steel plant leaked toxic chromium into Lake Michigan twice this year and tried to keep it a secret. The Tribune reported on the spill last week. A Chicago police officer is due to be sentenced in federal court today on an excessive force conviction. Marco Peruano was found guilty of shooting into a car full of teenagers. His attorney is asking for probation. Federal prosecutors are pressing for 8 years. Years in prison. Charles Manson is dead. The cult leader talked about starting race war in Southern California when he directed the murders of seven people in 1969. He spent the rest of his life in prison. ABC News reports special counsel Robert Mueller's team has asked the Justice Department for a wide range of documents, including those related to President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey and Attorney General Sessions' recusal from any investigation related to the 2016 presidential campaign. Zimbabwe's longtime president Robert Mugabe's ignored a deadline to resign. He may be impeached in the wake of a military takeover of the government. Kenya's Supreme Court has upheld President Kenyatta's re-election in a do-over vote. Opposition leaders boycotted it. The Georgia Dome is rubble. The former home of the Atlanta Falcons and the 1996 Olympic Games has been torn down in a planned implosion this morning. It's being replaced with a new stadium next door. Bears lost to the Lions 27-24 at Soldier Field. It came down to a field goal that was missed by Connor Barth, but Detroit got theirs. Bulls lost to the Suns 113-105 in Phoenix. Partly cloudy and breezy today, high around 50. Blustery tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and blustery with a high in the low 40s. It's 34 at the Lake in Midway and 35 degrees at O'Hare.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.